Matt and Todd in the morning on WPLJ New York.
A strange thing happened the other night. You won't believe it, but I swear it's true. Harry the hairy ape made his escape from the city zoo. And in the cover of a darkness, he made his way to the middle of the municipal park. And hid in the bushes and waited for somebody to come walking along by himself in the dark. Then along come somebody not suspecting nothing. Had jumped out the bushes all of a sudden. Beat on his chest. Jump up and down and he say,
"We think we can have it buttoned up Thursday. We're going to move heaven and earth to do it. And the only thing that would hold that up is if some state says, give me another day. I've got to give them time to talk to all the volunteers. They think they can by then."
Which is the Harry Ape talk for, "Boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha."
PLJ playing the best songs on the radio, and good morning, America. Today is Wednesday, October the 7th, 1992, Yom Kippur. Scott and Todd live on the air everywhere with the entire crew except for Naomi DiClemente, who is out with a big fat lip.
Yeah, she's very sick this morning.
What the heck happened to her?
Food poisoning, we believe.
Food poisoning blew her lip up?
Well, apparently an allergic reaction on top of food poisoning. She's all messed up good, Scott.
Oh, that face is all freaked up this morning.
Oh, man.
Well, at least it's going to be a great day.
It's sunshine, blue sky, still windy and cool with a high at 66. Clear and cold tonight, low down to 48. For Thursday, more sunshine, a little bit warmer with a high at 70. And it looks great on Friday, too. Present temperature, 46 degrees at WPLJ.
Thank you, you old horses, patoot. Instant sports this morning. The Braves beat the Pirates 5-1 in the first game of the National League playoffs. Atlanta pitcher John Smoltz was awesome. Gave up only four hits over eight innings. It's a playoff doubleheader today. Game two of the National League Series cranks up at 3 p.m. Game one of the American League Series is tonight at 8:30. Both on Channel 2. Other baseball news. Lou Piniella quits his job as manager of the Cincinnati Reds. He's out of there. Tells that big old Marge. Word is he'll manage the Giants next season if they move to Tampa.
I'm out of here, Shotzi.
In hockey, the New Jersey Devils get the 92 season off to a great start, knocking off the Islanders 4-3 at the Meadowlands. Meanwhile, down in Pittsburgh, the Stanley Cup champion Penguins wound up in a 3-all tie with the Philadelphia Flyers. It only took Mario Lemieux 46 seconds to get his first goal of the season, and rookie sensation Eric Lindros got the first goal of his National Hockey League career. 6:08. Scott and Todd coming up this morning. Got a phone scam at 7:30. Cindy Crawford, the supermodel from MTV, will stop by and we'll play Lie Like a Guy for Elton John concert tickets. Now, please welcome our good friend, Mr. Joe Nolan.
Good morning, Mr. Shannon. We've got ourselves delays at the Manhattan Bridge already. There may be a lane closed in both directions. Some police activity up there around midspan. It's 6:08. Next PLJ traffic update in 14 minutes.
I don't like to do this. I don't like to tout the other networks, but tomorrow night on Fox, the Fox network, there's a wonderful program on. It's an hour-long special about people who have actually sighted UFOs. And you know what's interesting? More people have seen UFOs than have actually seen the Fox network.
Okay, Too Slow Jones steps to the mound.
In more ways.
PLJ difference. No rap, no hard stuff, and no sleepy, boring elevator music. Go ahead. Just the best songs on the radio. At 617, Scott and Todd, Yom Kippur, Wednesday, October the 7th, 1992. Checking New York City weather together.
It's going to be beautiful. Sunshine and blue skies. Still windy and cool with a high about 66. Clearing cold tonight. Low drops to 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine and a high at 70. Right now, 46. Fun, 11 degrees.
I got to take this time off of my busy morning to say welcome back. Welcome back to the Lucky Bud of Love, Jimmy Deal. Morning, Jim.
Thank you.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you.
You had some oral surgery.
Yes, I did. Stitches all up and through me.
Yeah, you know what I like? I like the one thing about you is that you're a proud man. You didn't want to come around here with your face all swollen up. And for that, we thank you. We salute you, my friend. And then we got Naomi out this morning.
Oh, boy.
Man. Carrie Griffith in for Naomi. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
You're Carrie and Chipper this morning, right?
Yeah.
She's up and at 'em. It's Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year on the Jewish calendar. Alternates have the street parking rules suspended in all five boroughs. Worst Joke Wednesday suspended for the holiday. New York City public schools are closed today. New York Lotto cranks to $4.5 million for tonight's drawing.
I'll take it.
Coming up this morning, we will talk to Cindy Crawford, MTV star and supermodel. She got a new workout video around.
All the sales weasels are already scurrying around the radio station.
Hey, I want my copy.
Tongues out, hanging. Mm. This will be a quick interview. She's got to make a plane to Los Angeles. She's doing the Tonight Show on Friday. We got a phone scam coming up at 7:30. We'll play Lie Like a Guy for tickets to see Elton John. And we got Jethro trivia this morning. Where the hell's my Jethro trivia music?
Don't move, Nolan.
I'm not going anywhere, Scott.
I know I got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Scott and Todd Jethro trivia theme. And now this morning's official Jethro trivia question. Today is the birthday of Yo-Yo Ma. Tell us what he does for a living. 1-800-452-6656 to win Jethro Trivia. And what is the prize this morning, Mr. Shannon?
The prize this morning will be a pair of tickets to see Chicago at the Westbury Music Fair.
Delightful.
Tuesday, October the 13th at 8 p.m. What's his name one more time?
Yo-Yo Ma.
Not to be confused with Yo Mama. 1-800-452-6656.
The category tonight, Sinead O'Connor's top 10 complaints about the Pope. Here we go, number 10. They screwed up her vinyl roof at the Vatican car wash. Number 9, never around when she needs help picking lotto numbers. Number 8, not here at the Grammy Awards. Number 7, always telling people he got that big ring for winning Super Bowl in 86. Number 6, doesn't let anyone else drive the Pope Mobile. Number 5, improperly uses piety to get hefty discounts at the Gap. At the movies, won't remove his 8-foot hat. Number 3, the way he's always entering and then quitting the presidential race. Number 2, the time he said, I don't date, but if I did, I wouldn't date no bald chick. And the number 1 complaint Sinead O'Connor has about the Pope, never picks up a check. There you go.
PLJ, Wednesday morning, Yom Kippur, 6:25, New York City weather.
Sunshine and blue skies today, still windy and cool with a high about 66. Clear tonight, low drops to 48. For tomorrow, back to the sunshine, a little warmer with a high at 70. 46 degrees at WPLJ, New York.
Today is the birthday of John Mellencamp. He's 41 years old. First big hit was I Need a Lover Who Won't Drive Me Crazy. Tico Torres, who plays in the band for Bon Jovi, 36. Oliver North, 49. June Allison is 74. Ann Curlis, a beautiful lady from the group Exposé, is 29 today. And happy birthday to a man named
Yo-Yo Ma. That's a Jethro trivia question this morning. And who are you, sir?
Tim Kraske.
Tim, where are you calling from?
Basking Ridge.
Do you know what Yo-Yo Ma does for a living?
Plays a cello.
Yes, he is a cellist.
Congratulations. Isn't he with the Philadelphia Philharmonic?
Correct.
Or the Phillies one.
No, usually listen to classical music, that's why.
Oh, that's my man,
Yo-Yo Ma. You know, he had one big hit record, sir.
What was that?
What? This is it. He actually played on this record.
Oh, man.
I'm your boogeyman. Congratulations, you got tickets to see Chicago in concert.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You can hear him, listen. The cello.
Yo-Yo Mama. I'm your boogeyman.
Catch him singing. I'm your mama. Nigga when he says that.
Yo.
6:30 in New York City. Scott and Todd play the best songs on the radio. My husband and I listen to your morning show every day of the week. We think it's the greatest. It gives us that lift we need on those sleepy mornings. Don't change a thing. We know BLJ will sometime be number one in the ratings. Not this time.
Nope.
On Wednesday, between 6:15 and 6:45, please wish my wonderful, loving, and caring husband, Bill Marmion, a happy 3-year wedding anniversary. My name is Lisa. I dig him. Making me his wife has been the happiest and best time of my life. I love him. I need him very much. Boy, she's an animal.
That's great.
We're also expecting our first child in December. Tell him I know he'll make the best dad around. All right, Lisa, you sound like a lovely lady, and congratulations to Bill. Very lucky to have her.
Yeah.
Marmion.
Marmion.
Marmion. The Marmions. What, did you see Perot last night? Anybody see any tape of that thing?
Oh, boy.
He bought 30 minutes of TV time before the National League playoff game, and he had absolutely no idea what to do with it.
I got all my charts laid out.
He had a little desk going.
Yep.
And he held up a bunch of charts and graphs.
Hey, with me now. You said that, too.
Yeah.
Stay with me now.
Stay with me now.
Stay with me.
Oh, boy. And he knows how to get going. He says, now, what I'm about to tell you, you may not like it much.
Yep, but I speak the truth.
It's like going to the doctor for a sore arm, finding out you have gangrene.
I'm out of there. That's how he opened up.
There's something I don't want to hear Monday night. It's gangrene.
No,
I don't need to hear that.
No.
Now, it's not an ugly gangrene. It can be fixed. Now, look over at my chart here.
Yeah.
And all these charts going.
Should have hired Mr. Lucky's Performing Dogs.
Oh, boy.
Get out of here.
He said your country's in deep voodoo.
Yeah.
Deep voodoo now.
You know, I was reading the New York Times on the train going home yesterday. Because it's in the morning, you don't get a lot of time to, you can buzz, you can get to the post of the news. But the Times, it takes a little brain power.
Yeah.
I got very little of that anyway, so to concentrate that long. But we're talking about Perot on television. Monday. And he was talking about the fact that President Bush is like, he says he's isolated from the people. He doesn't get out in the streets. And here's a guy who won't do anything. He's not campaigning in the streets. Not meeting the people.
Television.
Yeah, but on his own terms.
Right.
So he's contradicting himself at every turn he's got in his life. 6:33 in the morning. Mr. Nolan is here, and it's
yes,
Yom Kippur, so traffic's not going to be too bad today, is it?
No, it shouldn't be, but we got a couple of things already, though. Inbound Manhattan Bridge, upper level, one lane now going to be closed. Again, that police activity up there in Oakdale. Again, Sunrise Highway, Pond Road, there's a building fire. It's 6:33. Next BLJ traffic update, 14 minutes.
They've tracked down the mom of those abandoned twins. Good morning, everybody. 46 degrees in Midtown. I'm Carrie Griffith with a 95.5 information update. A Brooklyn woman who abandoned her twin babies after giving birth will not be charged because she's agreed to get psychiatric help. Right now, 46 degrees at 6:35. For 95.5 PLJ, I'm Carrie Griffith.
Hi, it's me, Gary Shandling.
Right now at ANS.
Terrific.
PLJ.
And now, 95.5 FM presents an official Scott and Todd blast from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Stanton.